This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Nanticoke Hundreds at Sussex County containing 2.41 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Seashore Highway Route 18404, approximately .22 mile east of Wilson Hill Road. The 911 address is 13049 and 13039 Seashore Highway, Georgetown. The tax parcels are district, a portion of both of these, it's District 231, Map 5, Parcel 24, and 231, Map 6, Parcel 6. Staff would submit for the record an exhibit booklet, a site plan, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation that did not require a TIS. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. Mr. Davidson, doubleheader tonight.
Yes.
For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner, not one of those boring engineers that was previously mentioned. With Pannonius.
You do survey work too, don't you?
Yes, I do. I am.
And you're concise.
Point taken. I'm here representing the application for ABC Storage LLC. The managing member is here with me tonight. His name is Francis C. Warrington III. And this is an application to grant a rezoning of a portion of lands that is in an AR1 agricultural residential district. It's located on approximately 2.03 acres out of a 3.95 acre tract of land that's known as Parcel 6. And also a smaller tract, which is 0.47 acres, more or less, for a total for this rezoning of the application of 2.5 acres to the C2 medium commercial district. This property is located on the north side of Seashore Highway, which is also Delaware Route 18, and also 404. Mr. Warrington had purchased Parcel 6, which is the larger tract of land, back in 2016. He is also the, get my other map up here. Parcel 6 being the larger tract here, as I outlined the red and red here. That's Parcel 6. That was purchased in 2016. And earlier this year, in 2019, we'll use a different color here, Mr. Warrington purchased Parcel 24. This is a, Parcel 6 is a dual-zoned property. As I show on the maps here, these maps are in the hearing booklets that were submitted as part of the record. The portion that is in red over here, in this area here, is currently zoned C1. That application took place back in 1992, and there was located on the property at that time a fruit stand and a gift shop.
Believe it or not, I was not here when that was done.
That's a record.
I didn't get here until '94.
So the property in total is approximately 4.42 acres, combining both properties together. We're asking to rezone what is in blue on this particular map here. We're asking for that to be rezoned to the C2 and be added to the C1 portion of the property. Mr. Warrington, when he purchased the property, he purchased it, had three existing self-storage buildings, as is shown on the plan here. There's also a small, out front here, there's a small building out front that currently has his office that he runs the mini, the self-storage business out of there. And there's also an existing small retail grocery store. It's a neighborhood grocery store that serves the area, is located in a part of that building as well. Mr. Warrington, when he purchased the property, the self-storage units were about 10% occupied. back in 2016. Since he's purchased the property, it is 98% occupied, and he has a waiting list, and he knows that there's an additional need for self-storage out in this area. He's been asked for additional units, and we're proposing as part of the with, again, the C2 is the zoning right for this area. Again, and I'll get into that in just a minute, but he's looking to expand the existing storage units in the back here. And then out front, there's an existing house that's was kind of run down when he purchased it, and what he's done is he wants to fix that house up. His existing tenant within the existing retail, the small grocer, has a need for some additional space. So he would like to, if the zoning application is favored upon, he would like to move his existing tenant over to the building that is located on the smaller parcel here, and for them to be able to have some additional space to be able to operate their business on the property. As I stated, the proposed rezone C2 for the ABC Storage LLC will be an extension of the existing commercial already on the site. And again, as I've already gone through the site here, there's already an existing commercial entrance located here. That's the entrance he'll use for the expansion as well. He's not going to ask for any new entrance along Seashore Highway. The existing storage facility is gated right now. He does have outside storage. He does store campers and boats are currently out there. As shown on the aerial here, you'll see that he has some outside storage out front and then mostly along the trees in the back. There is an existing stormwater pond already currently on this site that encompasses this area here. And again, he has parking for the existing building. The proposed site plan that we've submitted for the record will show that the cars will be able to come in front of the building. There'll be no more parking in front of the existing retail building, and the parking lots will be in this area here and in the area in the back. So we're not proposing any additional parking within the front yard setback. The parking will be along the side of the existing retail and in the back of the new retail that is a part of this application. In the 2019 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the area for the proposed for rezoning of commercial properties identified to be in a low density area and is permitted uses such as business development should be largely confined to businesses addressing the needs of the nearby homes and agriculture activities. Again, self-storage. He leases out to the area neighborhoods in the area. He also, again, the retail is of a nature that it's a small community grocery store. I did submit as part of the record some area maps here that show what are some of the commercial uses that are in the area. There is adjacent existing C1 commercial located east, southeast of this property. As you recall, I was in here along with my client in representation a few months ago for the Melvin Joseph Construction Borrow Pit that was favored upon and was approved. There's Fat Daddy's Barbecue Restaurant that's down the road, Elmer's Market, Hitchens Auto Sales, and a variety of different other commercial uses that are currently up and down this section of Seashore Highway. The purpose of the C2 medium district is to support uses that include retail sales and performance of consumer services. It permits a variety of retail, professional, and business services businesses. The district shall be primarily located near an arterial and collector streets. Seashore Highway is a principal arterial road. And it accommodates community commercial uses that do not have outside storage or sales. So again, the retail portion of the business here will be confined within the two smaller buildings that are on the site. In ordinance 2550, Sussex County, County desired to create the more specific C2 medium commercial zoning district with smaller, more related uses within the district to promote better planning and predictability within Sussex County. And under the C2 zoning code, storage and parking, self-storage facilities are a permitted use, as well as smaller retail type sales. We did do an environmental review of the property. The site is currently has two septic systems, one for each of the retail buildings on site. There's also two existing wells that are going to be used for each of the sites. We're not in any flood zone. We're outside the flood zone. All these maps are and data is in tab 3 of the booklet that was submitted. We do have good groundwater recharge. This existing stormwater system on site is an infiltration basin, and any expansion of the facility itself would we would do further testing and meet the new current 2019 stormwater regulations for any expansion of this property. We are in a level 4 according to the 2015 state strategies for spendings. There no public infrastructure is being asked for, as Mr. Warrington, with the development of the site, will do all his own improvements and any off-site improvements that are required through the agency approvals. There are no wetlands on the property as well, and we feel that the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of this district, and the future land use plan strategies and objectives of the comprehensive plan that promotes growth and development in an area that is located along Seashore Highway, again, which is a principal arterial, and that is one of the key indicators for rezoning, having commercial along major highways. He's previously dedicated sufficient right-of-way as required by DLDOT as a part of the existing application here, or his previous application, and the service with the mixture of the commercial and the service activity that now exists, we feel that is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. I know I went through this pretty quick, but it's the application is just an expansion of the existing commercial that's already on site. We're not asking for anything larger than what we're showing on this application. Mr. Warrington does own the 9 acres behind this. I should have stated that the property is landlocked currently within the existing approval and recorded plans. There is an access easement that comes through this entrance here that comes behind the building. It actually runs over his septic system, kind of comes this way and then up to here. So we're going to try to make that a little bit easier, and we're just going to come straight at this property line for an access easement. That'll also offer a buffer. That access easement acts as a buffer for anything he does with the expanded commercial from any adjacent neighbors on the north side of his property. So with that, Mr. Warrington's here, and myself will take any questions that you might have.
All right, sir. We'll see if anybody has any. We'll start with Mr. Hoffman.
So you're not asking for the 9 acres in the back?
No, sir.
At this time?
No.
I don't really have any questions. It makes sense to me.
Good.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions, Mr. Chairman?
Ms. Stevenson.
No.
Okay.
I have none, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
None, thank you.
That seems pretty straightforward. Thanks.
All righty. We'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. For anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1884 ABC Storage LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1884? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Thank you.
Okay, that concludes our public hearings. Moving on to other business.